Well, as you know, that this was a request of the African Union, and the reason for requesting this is the ground that Africa had made in dismantling Al-Shabaab was starting to recede. Following Al-Shabaab's regrouping in some of the areas that the African forces had combed through. And as you have also seen in the recent past, that Al-Shabaab was responsible for the attack that happened in Nairobi. But beyond Nairobi, there is also a threat from Al-Shabaab. So there is need to contain Al-Shabaab. And to clean up, there was need for an increased presence of the African forces. So we are grateful to the Security Council for acceding to this request, and we hope that deployment can take place soon so that this resurgence of Al-Shabaab can be finished, but also continue to help Somalia gain its own capacity to take care of its own security.
How big a force is the African Union looking at the moment to contain and possibly defeat totally the Al-Shabaab terrorist group that the AU seeks to tame?
Well, the initial request was to increase this force to just under 30, maybe about 26,000. But the request that after having considered the negotiations that have gone on with the UN Security Council, this force would be just in the region of 23 to 24,000. And we hope that if they are well equipped, because that's important, which is also very critical, this should be able to give support to the current forces and help finish the job.
Which countries have pledged in Africa to help with the AU's surge of troops in Somalia?
Well, the request was only approved today, so it's too early. Although in anticipation, since the negotiation started, we have made moves to alert the countries. We cannot say so until now officially we get the offers from the countries. But these offers will also not exclude the troop contributing countries that are in Somalia at the moment.
So, Honorable, let me ask you this. How will the troop surge that the African Union is looking at help in the AU's determination to ensure the peace and stability in the Horn of Africa region where the Al-Shabaab's influence seemed to create panic?
Well, first of all, you've seen that there are training cells or camps inside Somalia. And the challenge that has been that even as the current forces in Somalia, when they come through some areas, the areas that they liberate, they don't have enough capacity to continue to monitor and stabilize them. So stabilizing Somalia would mean that first strengthen the Somali forces, help bring about Somalia reconciliation itself, and get Somalia to focus on development issues so that Somalia can secure its own territory and its own capacity. That, in a way, would have also contained the cells that are in Somalia and therefore the menace caused by the Al-Shabaab.